proclamation number 5799 dated the October 30th, 1953. The coming of the Lord. Rapture. You will see me coming in the clouds. The spiritual kingdom will come down to you. Because those of you who remain true to me until the end can already be counted as the inhabitants of the spiritual kingdom, although you are still in the flesh, since you will have attained the maturity which allows you to behold me face to face. However, I will come to meet you enshrouded in clouds, for you will as yet be unable to endure my abundance of light, even though you will be able to see me without fading away. Only my faithful followers can understand the process of the rapture and my return to earth, and it is therefore also credible to them. And even if I repeatedly try to substantiate and explain these final events, the people on this earth will not accept anything unusual and unnatural because they lack the understanding for spiritual things, and thus nothing of a spiritual nature can reveal itself to them. Consequently, they will not be able to behold me either, although you, my faithful follower, will jubilantly and longingly stretch out your hands to me. They will not see anything. Yet the process of the rapture will not remain hidden from them and will fill them with incredible horror. For it is also unnatural that you will float towards me, that I will draw you to myself, and thus your bodies will leave earth alive towards higher spheres, towards the light. However, the unbelievers will not see the light, because the light will not enter where it still meets with resistance. For the process of the rapture could still convert those people who had been informed of it even though they had not accepted it. A brief thought at the last moment could still prompt a person to call to me, and he would be saved from the devastation. This is why I allow the rapture to proceed visibly in order to truly make use of every possibility for salvation. Nevertheless, people's hearts are already too hardened as to be able to recognize my love. You, however, shall see me, and all suffering will be forgotten, for then you will no longer be inhabitants of this earth but of my kingdom instead, because the place of peace which will admit you will no longer remind you of the old world. My coming has been announced to you humans since my ascension to heaven, and time and again I have been expected by my own. But my coming is also the end of this earth, and I am only to be expected at the end of a period of salvation, because my coming signifies the end and the rapture the beginning of a new era, and all preconditions which necessitate the disintegration of earthly creations must be recognizable first. For neither my return to earth nor the rapture of my own can take place until the final day of judgment has come for people, precisely because both phenomena would denote an enforced faith for people who are still alive, and because I do not let anything unusual happen in order to make people believe in me. Only the final end on this earth is intended for that. And only the final end necessitates a separation of the spirits. Then I myself will come to my own and take them away, so that they will be freed from the immense adversity and receive their reward for their faithfulness, and rejoice and praise the one whom they will then behold in all his glory. Amen.